This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, October 31st, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, two federal judges ruled nearly simultaneously today that President Donald Trump's administration must continue to fund SNAP using contingency funds during the government shutdown. The rulings came a day before the Department of Agriculture planned to freeze payments to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program because it said it could no longer keep funding it due to the shutdown. The program serves about 42 million Americans, or one out of every eight. It is a major piece of the nation's social safety net. Some states say they would spend their own funds to keep versions of the program going. It was not immediately clear how quickly the debt cards that beneficiaries use to buy groceries could be reloaded after the ruling. That process often takes 1 to 2 weeks. One judge required the administration to report by Monday their progress. Well, the harvest price for crop insurance failed to offer higher safety net protection than the spring price. The average for December corn futures closing the month at 422 a bushel. November soybeans at 1036 a bushel. That despite the price rally this week. The farmer price protection will use the spring crop insurance guaranteed price set at the end of February of 470 a bushel for corn, 1054 for soybeans. Harvest prices are set based on a running average throughout October of the closing price for the November soybean contract and the December corn contract. Based on Risk Management Agency data, the crop insurance price guarantee applies to roughly 90 million acres of corn, 75 million acres of soybeans. Both totals are lower than the USDA's planted acres because some farmers choose to self-insure their crops. Some analysts are not sure that the framework of the U.S.-China trade truce that includes soybean purchases will take place as promised. One reason is because there's no penalties described to enforce China's purchasing of 12 million metric tons of soybeans in this marketing year, along with 25 million tons of soybeans annually for the following 3 years. Whether China secures 25 million metric tons in the future years depends on the price relationship between South America and the U.S., Ag Resource said today. China buys what China needs at the cheapest price offered. It's that simple. Well, the U.S. Drought Monitor is showing dryness spread throughout the eastern Corn Belt states. Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Missouri have all small pockets of extreme or exceptional drought, that according to the latest map. The states are showing large coverage of dry conditions ranging from abnormally dry to severe drought. Well, 2 days after the Fed Reserve lowered interest rates, two of its regional presidents pushed back, signaling the central bank's appetite for further cuts might be exhausted. Dallas Fed President Lori Logan said today she would have preferred to hold rates steady at this week's meeting and would find it difficult to cut again in December without clear evidence of faster disinflation or a weaker labor market. Kansas City Fed President Jeff Schmid, who formally dissented from the quarter-point reduction, warned today that monetary policy is only modestly restrictive and inflation is too high to justify additional easing. Well, Cargill is projecting Halloween chocolate sales to surpass $3.3 billion this year, up from $2.9 billion last year, which is more than 370 million pounds of candy consumed. Seasonal occasions now make up 24% of total U.S. chocolate sales. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors, all designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Housing and registration opens November 6th. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.